Dan Plath is the chief of resource management for the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore and the former president of the Northwest Indiana Paddling Association. He says the National Water Trail designation could offer great benefits to the region.
Using basically that designation as a marketing tool to for locals basically to recognize and actually maybe capture some of the economic benefits as well as environmental stewardship benefits of being a national water trail.
Plath says it has taken about 8 years to get the Kankakee River National Water Trail where it is today. Through the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Committee, the Northwest Indiana Greenways and Blueways Plan was created.
About 2007, 2008, that plan was coming about. And basically the idea is developing water trails on Northwest Indiana rivers and streams and lakes. And in 2009, the Northwest Indiana Paddling Association started formally as a organization. It was organized basically to help implement this plan.
The Kankakee River Basin Commission then teamed up with local landowners along the river on the Indiana side to clear log jams on the river and develop public access and signage. The NWIPA developed an overnight camping spot, marketed the river, and offered educational programs, all things that led up to the river's water trail designation through the National Park Service. NWIPA hosts a couple of big events every year, the Kankakee River Sandhill Crane Paddle on October 15th, and the Everglades of the North Paddle, which is being held in August. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.